Sota Perek Test Mishnah Dalet 9:4. So now the Mishnah talks about the technicalities of precisely from where the measurement happens when you're measuring from the corpse to the closest town. So the idea here is that there's a possibility, let's say, that the head could be closer to one town and the feet closer to a different town, so then you have to decide exactly where you're starting to measure from. But even if that wouldn't be the case, I mean, even if there's only one obvious town, which is the closest one, regardless of where on the body you measure from, still, there's a mitzvah from the Torah to do the measuring that is carried out by the Sanhedrin's representatives, meaning the halacha, five members of the Sanhedrin, and they would do the measuring. So the question is exactly where they start their measurement from, and therefore it's a mitzvah that has to be done exactly right. So the question is, me'ayin hayu modedin, says the Mishnah, from exactly where on the body do they start measuring towards the closest city? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer mitiburo, from his like belly button. The idea being that we're looking for the place that is the ikur chios, like the hub of a person's life force, if you will. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, we assume that's from his food and where he does his digesting. And since like the navel, the belly button, is over, you know, the digestive organs, like where the like stomach and intestines are, so therefore we'd measure from his navel, his belly button. Rabbi Kiva Omer mechatmo, he says no, we measure instead from the nose, the nostrils. The pasuk says kol asher nishmas ruach chaim ba'apo, excuse me, ba'apav, I should say. Anyone who's got the nishma, the ruach chaim, the spirit of life in him, it's ba'apav, it's in his nose. So therefore, not the place where food is digested and extracted the nutrients from the food, rather from where a person breathes in and out, that is nose, that should be the locus from which you do the measuring, says Rabbi Kiba. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer memakum shenasa halal. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, listen, the whole point here is it's specifically a halal, and a halal implies someone who was the victim of some trauma, he understands, to the neck. In fact, the Bartonur understands that you only can have a halal if he was, you know, stabbed or whatever from the neck. And that being the case, since the neck is the essential place that's defined, this is a halal, that's the place from which we should be measuring. The Gemara brings a pasuk to tell you that halal is associated with the neck. It says, it's a pasuk from Yechezkel, Lases Osach El Tzavarei Chalalei Rishaim. Okay, to put you on the necks of the corpses of the wicked, but you see that the neck, the tzavar, is connected to the halalness. So according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it should be done, therefore, from the neck. And in fact, according to him, according to Bartonura, if the person didn't die by having a wound to the neck, then he wouldn't be considered a halal at all. Others say that's like the primary way to make a halal, but if he was, you know, stabbed in the heart or something, God forbid, so then it would also be considered a halal. Here the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, which means that we measure from the nose, from the nostrils.